name is Jeanette Wilson, and I'm almost 87 years of age as a little girl during the last war, the Second World War. I was moved from London, where we were being bombed very heavily. My grandparents were publicans, and my father was in business with them, so the whole family were running the business except my father, who was separated from my mother at the time. They gave him a job at the docks, a very important job, a very dangerous job. People didn't just go into the army, you had to have special jobs. For instance, my mother had to join the fire service, doing admin or cooking, anything she could do to help, because the fire service was constantly out putting out fires from the bombing. My grandmother and I had to be evacuated from London to Bridgwater. And she got a job as a school inspector to see that the children that were being evacuated in Somerset were being taken care of properly. And some people, you won't believe this, but they weren't feeding the children properly, but taking all the coupons, you know. And there we stayed during the war. I saw my mother very occasionally because she was in London helping my grandfather. So that's what it was like. Bombs dropping all the time. But in Somerset, it was a little better. We had our own sitting room and our own bedroom, which we shared. Everything was rationed. Petrol, Mr. Evans had a car. About once a month, he used to take us all for a ride just to see the sights, to go into the country and drive around and see all the beauty of Somerset and so on. That was a big treat. We occasionally got our sweets. That was very, very special. That's why we were so healthy, because we didn't have much sugar. I can tell you from my grandmother's point of view, it was mainly wonderful. The children were very well cared for. No, it was hard, but having my grandmother was amazing, you know. We got used to doodle bugs and bombs and dropping. It was part of life. We loved our books and treasured them because everything was short. You just couldn't go and buy whatever you liked. And as for getting new clothes, that was really marvelous. After the war, of course, we went back. My grandparents got rid of the big pub and we moved to a place called Ingatestone, which was in Essex. We still had rationing, of course. That was really nice for me because I went to a good secondary school there and you had cooking classes, you know, at school. Whatever the menu was going to be was still rationed, and you learned how to cook economically and then bring it home from school. But the thing was, bringing it home from school, the boys, if it was anything near or resembling a biscuit or a cake, would try and pinch it off you. You know, in those days, they didn't divorce immediately. Consequently, she met somebody else. He had a farm near where we lived, which bred these wonderful horses that led a type of chariot. He was riding his stallion through a narrow street, the high street of Ingatestone, and a lorry cut his boot and his leg, and then drove off, didn't stop. He controlled the horse. They got an ambulance, but he bled to death. They didn't get there in time. But that was a tragedy for Mum. They were to be married, but it didn't happen.